Johnny Flowers knows the Edmund Pettus Bridge well. He remembers staring at a line of state troopers and white residents there nearly half a century ago, anger in their eyes. He knelt on this bridge in prayer and silent protest. And when the billy clubs began to beat his body, when the tear gas singed his eyes, he bled on it and ran for his life on it. And when he found a safe place to rest and heal, he got back on it, determined to get to the other side, to move on to another place. Flowers was just 16 years old.
We kneeled, and then they threw tear gas, and they started beating the people over the bridge. And then I was part of that bunch. And we got beaten, and we stayed kneeled until Black Jackson and all those people started beating on the people that had kneeled. It took the diversion. Go back.
The day was March 7th, 1965, a day that's become known as Bloody Sunday, when Flowers and 600 others attempted to march to Montgomery to protest the murder of civil rights worker Jimmie Lee Jackson. They also wanted to protest against the roadblocks meant to discourage blacks from voting. Things like having to recite the entire U.S. Constitution, something many poll workers couldn't do themselves. But the marchers were turned back. That night, no one was allowed to leave Selma. To understand why a teenager would be willing to sacrifice so much, you only need to be familiar with the Jim Crow South that Flowers grew up in, a segregated society where the scourge of racism reached him even as a child growing up in Uniontown, Alabama, not 30 miles from Selma and where he still lives. As a boy, he would go to get an ice cream cone and wait at the shop for hours while the white owner talked sports with friends. If he left, he says, he would have been accused of stealing.
You're not just talking to somebody that marched over the bridge, because I have that experience. And I have the experience of knowing what difference that it make to be able to go over the bridge and to come back and to be called all the names, I mean, from a little boy.
What names?
Nigger names. Hmm. You see, I've been there. Done it.
Even as a little boy?
As a, don't miss nigger boy. You heard the ice cream cone. That wasn't a made-up joke. That wasn't made up. That was real.
Many Americans were revolted when they saw scenes of what happened in Selma that day on TV. The violence experienced by peaceful, unarmed civilians there galvanized the nation and paved the way for passage of the Voting Rights Act.
They were marching for just the opportunity to be able to be where I want to be. Right. Not that I wanted to be a big deal, but if I did want to be a big deal, you get the point?
You could be.
I could be.
Right.
And that's the reason they died. But that's the reason they died.
By any measure, Flowers became a big deal. He served in the Air Force, and when he was discharged, worked, went to night school, and earned a college degree. Then he started his own construction business. Someone said he should run for office, and so he did. For almost 20 years, he was chairman of the Perry County Commission. The path over the Pettus Bridge will always run straight through him, be a string that ties the pieces of his life together. He knows that eradicating racism may be impossible, and that the struggle will have to be waged indefinitely. After Bloody Sunday, there were two more marches, the last one making the 54-mile walk to Montgomery in 5 days. Flowers was among the few who walked the entire way. I asked him what he thinks of the civil rights movement today, whether he believes it's still being sustained. He tells a story about a young woman on the march whose feet were so blistered, doctors told her she had to stop walking.
And they said, but your foot is raw, and you can't. She said, I gotta walk. A lot of people marched over the bridge with her attitude. I got to do it. I got to do it. And a lot of people marched over that bridge without her attitude. Yeah. Put me in the little cotton, or put me in a little car, or put me in something where I could ride. Where I could ride. You got people right now who've been over the bridge still want to ride. They want welfare. They want some free. It ain't free. You got to have her attitude to understand that It's not about me riding. It's about me walking.
Johnny Flowers moved more than himself when he walked across the Pettus Bridge and went all the way to Montgomery. Down the highway, he pushed an idea, a hope for equality, understanding, forgiveness, even love. Back in Selma, I walk across the bridge and stop in the middle to watch the river flow by far below me. We are all trying to cross the Pettus Bridge, every one of us, to get to the other side of something within ourselves. For WMUK, I'm Chris Killian.